own Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater, Florida. The Clearwater location opened in October 2016. The Greenwalds have been in the restaurant industry for 26 years. They have owned multiple restaurants in the past, including their first location of Big Roman's on the East Coast. Lonnie and Laura's menu contains their own recipes, which they have developed and perfected throughout their years of experience. Everything in the restaurant is homemade and made to order. They grind their own cheese, make pizza sauces and marinara, and roll all of their own dough. Everything is made fresh. At Big Roman's, they care about the quality they are putting out and only serve the best. And of course, I've got to mention one of the best-selling items on their menu, the Roman Sicilian Hot Bake. What is it, you ask? Oh, stuffed with a large serving of ham, capicola, salami, provolone, banana peppers, lettuce, tomato, onion, and dressing inside of pizza dough basted with garlic butter and Parmesan cheese. You're hungry, aren't you? Other recommended dishes are the meatball stuffed garlic knots. Yes, meatballs stuffed inside of garlic knots. And, of course, the Roman Deluxe Pizza with pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, onion, green pepper, and black olives. Everything on the menu is delicious. Dine-in, takeout, and free delivery are offered at Big Roman's. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special. A 16-inch large pizza with two toppings, just $13.95. Check them out for lunch. Weekday special, two slices of cheese pizza and a drink for just $4. Again, Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater.
Another one in the books. My good buddy Jay's not going to be able to show up today from Jay's Treasures. He has a box truck he's working on where he's doing one of his biggest deals of all time. So my advice to him was go do the deal. How often do you have a deal where you can get your biggest deal of all time? You know, the guy Skip, he recently with the Chambers of Commerce and all of them met. And I was busy making a deal, and I noticed the guy that helped me getting started with it. And I saw him today at a luncheon at the Tarpon Turtle. And he said, you know what? His immediate response was, like a salesman would have a response, was, I saw you were busy. You didn't ignore me. That's what I want. I want you to make deals. I want you to succeed. And I want, that's what I want for you. And it was just like, wow. You know, because I felt I was in the middle of a deal and he was walking by and I just didn't, like, acknowledge him because I was in the middle of a sale. And he knew that, but he was like, that's what he wants. So here I'm feeling bad and he's happy for me. And that's the type of person you want, someone that cares about you and has your best interest first. Someone like thinks that way will succeed because that's spiritual. You know, because the opposite of selfish is to be selfless. And it's a good trait to have. What I like to do is I was going to play some music today, if that's possible. I like to play a song, Mr. Bojangles. It's from Sammy Davis Jr.'s. And then I also like to thank Frank's Pizza. Just everything this man touches turns to gold. I think he's like the Midas touch, if you think about it. He had Fritzy Freeze when there was like four or five people cooking in the back, and there would be like a 15-minute, 25-minute wait because he was so popular, and he did it with joy. And you could just see the way when the kids came up, he was like Santa Claus. He really has a big heart, and it's just neat to see. So then when you would go to Fritzy Freeze, when he had it, you know, it would be 15, 25 minutes to get your cone, you know. And people didn't mind waiting because you got a good deal there. And then he had hamburgers and stuff. Well, that's not his place now. But what he had that, that was like the number one ice cream hamburger place in Dunedin. Fast forward 10 years later when he sold it, just in 10 years, it's now no longer in business. And now he owns Frank's, Frank's Pizza, right there on Virginia and Keene. And there's a wait to sit there now because people don't mind waiting for good food. It's just Frank's Pizza. Frank, it's, it has to be when you have certain businesses, like they do well. So what do they do different? Leo reminds me of that, of Leo's Pizzeria. Everything he touches turns to gold. And I'd like to spend some time with him, too, to talk about that. He's running for Senate as Leo Carulli. He's from Leo's Italian Restaurant. And I wish him all the success in the world. But he's the type of guy also. You just watch the way he interacts with people. He always makes a wrong right. And I'm trying to think. I've never anybody met anybody that says they don't love Leo from Leo's Italian Restaurant. Anyhow, so we're going to play a song, Bojangles by Sammy Davis Jr. And ready? Go ahead. And here it is. And this is being sponsored by Frank's Pizza. Oh, no silence on the air. I don't hear it. Wait. Two, one. Mr. Bojangles, Sammy Davis Jr.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you. Shoes with silver hair, a ragged shirt, and baggy pants. He would do the old soft shoe, eager jump so high, jump so high. Then he would lightly touch down. Met him in a cell in New Orleans, I was. Well, I was down and out. He looked to me to be the very eyes of age. As he spoke right out, talked over life. Step. He said his name was Bojangles, then he danced a lick right across the cell. He grabbed his pants, took a better stance, jumped up high. That's when he clicked his heels. Then he let go a laugh. Lord, he let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around.
Well, that was Mr. Bojangles by Sammy Davis. One of my favorite songs. Sammy's done a lot of stuff. You, what's going on, my friend?
What's going on, Brian? How are you?
Good. Things are going good. You know, I made a good decision, something I did that's up your way, that's okay. Helped me a lot. And I want to share it with you. I joined the Palm Harbor Chamber of Commerce. And I was thinking, wow, okay. I don't know why. I know I've done it before when I was in 20 different markets putting out 400,000 coupon books. I was in every chamber. But I never realized. So I go to this big meeting. We rent a booth. And you meet all these success. It was at Innersbrook's. You know where Innersbrook is?
Yeah, it's right across the street from my nail salon.
Yeah, well, and all the restaurants, you know, rented booths to give out free food and just all cool stuff. And it was just done nice. And I was thinking, when I was there, I was thinking, man, this is something I think you might find interested in. Best nails to belong to the Palm Harbor Chamber, which you probably might already belong to it. Do you?
No.
I was shocked. So anyhow, I walked out with 6 sales.
Oh, really?
The lady from Dignity placed an ad. The boot, you know, the, what is it called? What's that phone company? Anyhow, bottom line is, I was surprised how successful the chamber was.
Wow.
I would say about 400 or 500 people showed up.
Right.
Because it's all the different chambers from Pinellas County met at Innisbrook.
Right.
Have you ever belonged to a chamber or a networking group before?
No.
Have you ever sold Amway before?
Amway?
Yeah.
Yes, I heard of Amway.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. So it's kind of neat stuff. Best nails. How'd you get into the nail industry? Like, where'd you get your start?
Oh, I got laid off from computer 2001. I was working in Silicon Valley, San Jose, California. So I got laid off. So I couldn't find a job, so then I jumped into the nail business, and I never went back to my old job.
And has the industry changed, like, say, like now we're in 2018, you said 2001.
Right.
So you know how much technology changes there must have been in 17 years?
Yeah, and I'm so behind, so.
Yeah, I don't know if you could go back unless you went back and got re-educated, right?
Right, right.
And then where was it, like, how? Where was the first salon you worked at, and did you own it first or did you work first?
I worked for a friend of mine in Arkansas.
Okay. How'd you get from Silicon Valley to Arkansas?
Because a friend of mine, he needed help, and he's willing to train me. So I went there for 4 months, so then he trained me. So I went back to California after that 4 months, and then started my own business in California.
Now, do you have to go to school? Like, my son's a barber, right? He's a barber.
Yes.
And he
actually
had to go to school for 2 years, almost.
Right. Actually, my mom, she paid for my school.
Wow, what a story.
Right. And I went there for part-time after work, and then I got my license.
How long did it take you to get your license?
In California, back then, it was only 400 hours. If you go full-time, it's probably about 2 to 3 months, but then I went part-time, so it dragged on to like 5-6 months.
That's it, really?
Yeah.
So it's harder to become a barber than it is to become a nail tech.
Right.
Much harder. Right. Could you cut hair too?
No, my dad and my mom does that.
Yeah, because my son, he graduated where he can do nails too, but he doesn't do nails.
Right.
Is part of barber school doing nails?
If you stick to one thing, it's better. If you have multiple skills, that you're not going to do well. Let's say if you cut hair and then you do nail at the same time, I think one of them would not going to be very successful.
Right. Because, you know, it's funny. I introduced a lady. I wish I had her card in front of me. And she works for a lender. And I never understood what the difference is, but there is. There's a difference between lenders that lend you money, right?
Right.
Versus banks, right?
Right.
And she says, we just lend money. And that was part of her spiel, is that that's what we focus on. We don't got to worry about your checking account. I just focus on lending you money and making sure that the closing never gets missed. And that's all I focus on. And that was her selling point. Like, you have just tires, just brakes. I believe if you put a hair salon in there, that would actually mess things up for you.
Right.
What about, you know, this is negative, so you might not want me to ask this. But are you scared about the chemicals?
Actually, the state board, they regulate those chemicals, so it's not going to have any effect on it. So you have to go by the state.
Yeah, because it could be a dangerous profession, right, with all those chemicals?
Yes.
But I mean, actually, it does have potential to be. Have the studies been done on that yet to see the long-term effect?
Yes. The most, I believe I read it, the most dangerous chemical is the nail polish itself. It's not the acetone. It's not the nail liquid, but it's actually the nail polish itself. If you smell it, yes, it's going to be very hazardous.
Okay. And then also, too, is like the best thing to get nail polish off is nail polish remover, right?
Right, right.
Right, yes, not bleach.
No.
Because my friend, she had all this paint she spilt, and she said she was using bleach. Like, she spilt it in her garage, like... Well, the best thing, would that still be, is there something that you would recommend?
That's why now they come out with the dip powder. We use only the glue, and then we dip it. You pick out a color that you like, and then we just dip it in that powder. There's nothing chemical. There's nothing. There's no nail liquid. It's just glue.
Cool. And then, like, you yourself, do you have techs that are not good versus techs that are good? What does it take to make a good nail tech?
Now, you know, in every nail salon, for my opinion, there is some good and some are not good because they're there just to make money. They're such in a rush. You know, they try to zip you in and zip you out so they can make more money. But if you are passionate, what you do and you take your time, that's the main thing. Then your work will be better, much better.
Right. And that's like they say, if you love what you do, right?
Right. You have to love what you do and you have to be creative and you're willing to learn. If you're not willing to learn, because some people have been doing nail for 20 years and they are not updated or they are not willing to learn a new technique. So they always think that they've been doing nail for 20-some years, which they are very good, but, you know, things change. So they have to adapt to that change. But most of them, they would not change. That's right. A fallout.
So if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life.
Unless if I hit the lotto.
Yeah. Then you still love what you do, but you don't work.
Right.
So tell us where you located you. Okay. And one last thing, too. What is a one customer worth to you in a year?
You mean?
Like one good customer that comes back.
For the average, if they spend in a whole year?
Yeah, like what would an average customer spend for, and then think about it in a year's time?
Probably about $400 or $500.
Right.
Yeah, $400 or $500.
And you know the customer that's that, when they walk in, you know, hey, that's my regular.
Right, right.
What percentage of people are regulars? Is it, like, do you have that down, or is that just?
I think I have about 70% regular.
Right, because when I sell ads, right, because I'm a salesman, I sell advertisement, and I talk to, like, a hair salon, I'll ask them, like, okay, so what is one customer worth to you in a year? And you generally hear about $500, right, on the average?
Yes, average.
Right? So if I'm charging you, and I use that as a selling point, like, if I'm charging you $250 a month for an ad, right, really all I need to do is get you one customer a month. Because at the end of the 12 months, it's six. If I get you one, if, there's a big if there. But if I get you just one good customer a month,
right,
that's worth $6,000 to you in a year.
Right. But the problem is there's a lot of people out there, like the bargain shoppers.
Right.
The bargain shoppers, they use that opportunity to go in there for that discount only for that time. They're not considered loyalty,
right,
or repeat customer. So that they bounce around any nail salon that offer a discount.
But if they like you, they will stay. They might go. They might stay, but the thing is, because you offer 20% off anyway outside your door, right?
Right.
So any new customer that comes into you is going to have that offer.
Correct, but they have to let me know that they're a new client, and sometimes we get so busy we don't know, and if we don't give them that 20% off, and then they end up getting mad at us, and then they call in, and then I say, okay, sorry, we did not know, but next time if you come back, and then if you let me know, then I will give you a 20% off.
Yeah, but again, like in your industry, though, it's one client's worth $500. So you really don't got to get that. So you got 4 weeks per month to get one client. So you can go three.
But if they come in, yes. But if they come in that time, you're only getting them probably like about $20. And then the day are gone. You never see them again.
Huh? That's up to you to see them again.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah. Hey, Scott, what's up? You know, just
how you doing, buddy?
You know, just let me just real quick. Scott, I had someone call me up. She called you up about some collectibles she wanted to sell. Some lady called me up today, matter of fact.
Really?
Because she called on there. I can get you the number. But she called today asking me, do you have collectibles? Do you buy collectibles? So did someone call you today to buy collectibles?
Not yet.
Well, I got the number on my phone because sometimes it says for advertising rates on my ad.
No, I understand.
Yeah. Let me just say, do you like collectibles or things of that nature, memorabilia type of stuff, you?
No, because I cannot afford it.
Well, it's kind of, you cannot. I mean, do you like?
It's you. I mean, you know, what business is you in?
He has nails. Best nails.
Nails. Oh, okay. I was curious. I mean, you know, do you know what customers worth to you, Brian?
Wow.
A year?
Yeah, that like almost $4,000. Right.
Yeah, I mean,
$3,000. Right, good point.
Like $2,800 a year.
Right.
And $4,000. I mean, you know, $3,000. I mean, a year. Every customer you get, if you keep them coming back, you know, that customer's worth like $3,000 to you.
And why is it? And I don't mean this you, because you are. Just to be, I mean, you want me to be bluntly honest? You is my lowest paying customer, right? Just to be real. He is.
Okay.
He's my lowest paying customer out of 150 customers. Really, he's number 150.
But I've been in the industry. We've known each other 30 years.
No, but you're like you know you're spending over $3,000. Like Scott, you're spending over $3,000 a year with me.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I don't even want to tell you. I don't even want to tell you what you's paying.
You asked him that. I'm thinking, wait a minute. What am I worth to Brian?
Yeah, you thought about
it. Being the cheap guy, you know?
Yeah, you spend right at $3,000. And then I got Cheapskate You on the phone. Best nails. To make sure we know who it is. Yeah. No, he's a good man. He is. I have a lot of respect for him. His shop is always busy, and he always got a lot of things going. But if you're a numbers guy and you see the numbers, it's all based on numbers, right?
And keeping that person coming back and buying more.
Yeah, and they would come back from him because you could just see the friendliness. And like when people walk in his shop, he always says hello to them. Because I sat there a few times waiting. You do have this ability to make people feel welcome.
Right.
There was a line that I says, wherever you go, make it your home.
Right.
Right? Make people feel like they're at home.
Right.
They're welcome.
Like your family.
Their family. Right. Right. Right, and
so we are located, because I forgot to answer one of your questions. We are located on US 19, right in Snapper's Bar and Grill Comedy Club, right across the street from Innisbrook. So
you know what I'm saying? That's not good. Right,
that's fine. So if you know where Snapper's Bar and Grill is, then you would know right there. And then I think the Amscot is right next door to you too, right?
Right, Amscot, and you could also see my banner right on the sidewalk.
Right, and it's like you said earlier, it's a very competitive business, nails.
Yes.
So you got to give good customer service. The price point has to be right. But people want to do business with someone they like. I just really firmly believe
it's
that.
It's the quality more than the amount of money. You know, you could go out there spending $50-$60, but then you're not happy with the quality, and then you have to go somewhere else to fix that mistake, and then you have to spend even more. So, you know, double whammy.
Right, and then you have a cool number. It's 938-1111.
Right.
It's a cool number.
I got a question I want to ask, but I'm almost embarrassed to ask.
Go ahead, ask it.
You know, yes, like when we get older and you got your toenails and they start growing up instead of long, what do you do with that?
You file them down.
A Dremel that you can, like, bring them down, you know?
Yes, we use the Dremel, yes, to file that thickness down for you, yes.
So you guys do that over there?
Do you work on ingrown toenails too, you?
Yes, we remove all ingrown. You have to let us know that you have an ingrown. If you don't let us know, we don't know. Right, so we will remove your ingrown, and then if you have thick toenail, we will grind that down for you.
If you go there, Scott, I'll pay for it for you.
Okay.
If you need that.
Wow, I was going to go there even if you didn't pay, you know what I'm saying?
You know where Snapper's Grill is in Palm Harbor?
I do.
That's where his shop is, in that plaza. No, seriously, let me pay for it. This way I can do something good for you and put money his way and also do something good for you, could provide you with a service that you need.
Thank you. Yeah, just give me a call, Scott. Easy. 938-1111.
That's an easy number.
It is. It is
very easy. Right.
Those are my favorite numbers in the world is 1111.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it is. I mean, I just always liked 1111. I won't look at a clock all day and all of a sudden look over to be 1111.
So you should go and buy the lottery 1111.
I have. Believe me, I'm a lottery junkie.
One day, Scott, one day.
I am. I'm just saying, I'm a derelict when it comes to buying lotteries.
Yeah.
So that's
I have to be a convenience store guy. I go in there, and, you know, and he laughs at me, you know, the money they get out of me. It's like, you know, I had people in line behind me say, I've never seen anybody spend that much in a convenience store.
best nails, 938-1111. And I like the way Scott said it, 1111.
1111.
And that's Snappers, Palm Harbor.
Right.
And
luckily, 7-Eleven took that name already. Oil, I would have named it 7-Eleven.
Really?
Yes.
Why 7-Eleven?
Yeah, because it sounds unique.
Yeah, your hours. I wonder, did 7-Eleven come up with the name 7-Eleven originally because they were open from 7-Eleven?
Yes.
Really? See?
Yes. Yeah, from 7 to 11.
Wow. Something else. You learn something every day here, huh?
Right.
Well, I was wondering if that was really true or playground talk. You know, it's got me thinking, going, huh, I wonder if that really is true. 7-Eleven.
Yes, it is.
Open from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Yes, 7-Eleven, yes.
You know that for a fact, you?
Yes, that's what they name it.
Really?
Yeah, but, yes, but later on, they change it to 24-hour.
Do you know, if you Google best nails, they think they want best nails in Palm Harbor, and they list everybody. Did you know they do that?
Yeah, but we are the number one on it.
No, I know, but if you list... Like, if you Google, like, Google, I want best nails, they give you a bunch of nail companies. Because they think based on your name, they think we're asking what is the best nail company in Palm Harbor. And then guess what happens, you, is that your name comes first. So
right.
Google recognizes you as the best nail company in Palm Harbor.
No, it's the review. We have 5-star review. So that's why we jump up there.
Oh, I'm just saying, you would think best nails. Your name says you really are best nails.
When I first took over, I was number 25.
Wow.
Yes.
You know, we have a 5-star review, too.
Right. So that helps.
You know, it's pretty cool.
I got a piece of trivia for you.
Yes.
What was 7-Eleven called before they actually came out with their campaign in 1946 to change their name to 7-Eleven to reflect their hours? What were they called before that?
Oh, God. Don't know.
The Genuine Alaskan Totem Pole Stores.
Oh, really?
The Totem Poles in front of their store in 1946, the chain's name was changed from Totem the 7-Eleven to reflect the company's new extended hours from 7 a.m.
Right.
to 11 7
see,
a.m.
I told you.
You was right.
I see.
Yeah. It used to be called Totem.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Yeah. It used to be called Totem until 1946 when they changed their name to reflect the name.
Oh, yeah. Wow. See, learn something new.
Yeah, and I was just telling him about the Chamber of Commerce was right at Innisbrook, right across from where he's at. And they had, like, all the chambers of Pinellas met there. So I joined the chamber, and I had a booth. And it was just amazing. Because, you know, you're, like, we're all business people. Like, you deal with memorabilia, he deals with nails, I deal with advertising. But it is kind of cool is when you have a 500 business owners in one room.
Hey, Brian, I'm going to take care of somebody for a sec.
Okay.
I'll be right with you.
All right. So Best Nails, 938-1111.
Right.
And we're going to put your ad back in the magazine. Is that right?
Call me later.
No, say yes on the radio so I have it recorded. For the cheapest, my number, seriously. He spends, the guy that was just on the phone, spends $3,000 a year. You know how much you spend? Nowhere near. You're like, if he knew, if anybody knew, and isn't it funny how sometimes your lowest paying customer doesn't even realize the value of what they're getting? Because for that $65, right, you're getting radio and a coupon book. So $30 for the book, $30 for radio. And just think, one customer pays for the ad, just one response.
Right, I would text you back with that.
Oh, just say yes right now. Give me the go-ahead. Just pull the trigger. You pull the trigger. It's not a big deal. Just say yes, let's go for it.
I'll pull the trigger later.
Nope, pull it now.
Pull it now.
Just say yes, let's go for it. It'll come out from July 15th to October 15th.
You know, you used to owe me some lobster and steak, Brian.
That'll be fine. That'll be part of the deal.
When am I going to see my lobster?
You
my
won't
lobster?
Pay me until you see a lobster steak dinner. But pull the trigger and say yes.
I'll text you later.
Nope. Lobster and steak coming your way. Pull lobster the trigger and say yes. Come on, you. It's not a big deal, but it's a deal that's going to make you money. So pull the trigger, say yes.
I'll text you back with that. Right.
No.
No.
You're on my radio show. You got to say yes. Come on, you. Lobster and steak coming your way.
It should came to my way a long time ago.
It's on its way. Well, we want the lobster to grow. It's growing in our tank. We don't want to give you a little one. So we want this lobster to be big, okay?
I don't mind if it's little, as long as it's lobster.
You're going to get lobster, steak, and shrimp.
Oh, really? Filet mignon?
Yes.
Wow.
Say yes, you.
I will text you later.
Nope. Say yes. Filet mignon, lobster, and steak, and shrimp. And it's going to be a nice hot dish delivered with dripping butter. All for you. For Best
Are
Nails.
Are you bribing me?
I'm bribing you.
You bribing me, like straight up?
I'm bribing you, my friend. Okay?
I can't believe you bribing me over the radio show.
That's it. This one will be the one I write in the book. Well, I'm writing a book right now. You're going to make it to my book.
Bring the lobster and steak first, and then we talk about it.
Okay, just say, when I bring the lobster and steak, we got a deal.
We'll talk about it.
Yes, say yes.
Because you still owe me that.
I know that. Just say yes, you, and let's go on. Best Nails.
Yeah, swing by later.
Okay, thank you. Hey, you know what? Just real quick, we have James Wade on hold. You know that was all in fun, right?
Right.
Okay, James Wade on hold. He's DJ's Matt's friend. He has a song. He has a song he did with Snoop Dogg. You ever hear of Snoop Dogg?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you have time. Do you want to hear the song?
No, I'm going to have to do client.
Okay. But, hey, thank you for placing the order with me. And welcome aboard to the company again. And yeah, and the steak and lobster is on its way.
All right. Thank you very much, Brian.
Okay, my friend.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
James Wade, what's up, my friend?
All good, brother. How y'all doing out there?
Good. Things are going good. I got a lobster and steak dinner I got to bring to a guy.
Oh, man, that's a beautiful thing, man.
Yeah. Thing. James
it's
Wade.
It's great to have food like that, but it's even better to share it with others.
Well, you know who the famous Wade is? Did he spell it that way, too? John Wayne? Wayne. No, he spelled it with a Y, I think.
Oh, yeah.
You ever hear of John Wayne?
I've heard of him. People usually... when I first kind of came onto the scene a few years back, they were comparing me to like LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. That's how people would get familiar with who I was. They were like, LeBron, Dwayne, James Wade. Like that, you'd always hear him like on the sportscast. Like,
that's right.
James Wade. Everybody was like tripping over that, and like that was kind of a thing.
Yeah, it seems like a made-up name, but it's not. It's really your name,
nah,
isn't it?
My real name. Yeah. And I was it definitely has that John Wayne vibe. Makes sense because I was named after my great grandfather, so that makes sense that it's on that level.
Wow, that's cool. I always like to find out how, like, my daughter was conceived on 9/11, right? So I didn't know how to tell her, like, what. So they said, like, they can tell you to the day when a child's conceived. I don't know how they do it, but they can.
I was just gonna ask.
I don't know how they do it. So they said that, and I remember, of course, you know. But anyhow, they said your baby was conceived on 9/11. I was like, really? And so, of course, she was born in May. We named her Liberty.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And so I didn't know how to tell her that, like, you know, because she's a child and stuff. And just recently I told her. But I tried, like, because how do you come up with names, you know? So where did James come from, your grandpa?
Yeah, James Wade was my great-grandfather and my great-great-grandfather, both James Ray Wade and James Franklin Wade. And I was born on my great-grandfather's birthday, so they named me after him, James Wade. Boom.
Wow. Was he alive when you were born?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Did you ever meet him? That's what I was...
Nah, unfortunately not. Yeah, I actually never knew any of my grandparents at all. I had kind of a messed up childhood or whatever, but I never got to meet grandparents.
Well, join the club. Not everybody, you know, but it's not where you came from, it's where you go.
That's right, baby. You already know.
Yeah, and then, too, and I bet you like it from his... Are you African-American?
Oh, no, I'm white.
You're white?
I'm just from Atlanta. I'm Southern, so I was born in Oklahoma, and I lived in Atlanta for years, and so I got a country accent.
Yeah, well, the thing is back then, too, not more so for the white people, but back also when your great-grandfather, when I was saying you got to give him the benefit of the doubt sometimes, back then sometimes people, you know, didn't have a chance to make it because of just the way the decks were stacked against them. But that's why you see. Yeah, so especially if you were poor. I mean, it was harder to pull yourself up. And... So, but that doesn't mean you can't do it. You can be successful at everything you put your mind to. And you deserve, James Wade, to be successful.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. And you do, too.
Yeah.
What's and up? Then, it's Go Glow in the house saying hello from Washington, D.C.
Hey, what's up Matt?
Hey. How's it going, fellas?
Okay, we're doing good. Do we have the song lined up to play? Okay, you want to tell us a little bit about the song and then we'll play it?
We got the Gang of Marijuana lined up right now.
Cool. This is a song I released a couple of years ago. Long story shorter, I did a EP hosted by Snoop called Medicated and Motivated. This was the single and the song that just got the most buzz for me for that project. It just hit 1 million streams on Spotify. So I feel blessed about that, even though now in this era with like 50 million, 100 million being kind of where it's at, 1 million ain't nothing, but I'm proud of my little million. But it did get that, and so, you know, it's been something blessed for me. It took me around the world. That song took me around the world, even though Snoop is talking on it, he's not rapping on it. But I had the choice, too. I was like, nah, I'd rather have a song all over the album instead of rap on one song. I felt like a better move. So that's the song. I smoke a lot of weed. Weed is my medicine, keeps me focused. And I was in Snoop's studio doing the song, doing the project, and one of his artists came through, Mac Lucci. Shout out to Mac Lucci. And he just, and at the time, it was like, I don't know, we had ran out of the good weed, and we only had the pass-around weed. We called it pass-around weed, you know, just shit you pass it, like, the people you don't even necessarily fuck with, they just want to smoke with you, just pass them something, or whoever, you know, like, the females or something that can't get too high, or whatever, like, this and that. He brought some chill through, lit that shit up, day one made the beat, and it just came to me, and that song just, bam, went out of here. I put Mac Lucci on that thing, and just, it was a movement, man, so.
You know what? We've bleeped out four words you've said so far.
Oh, pardon me. I didn't know. I couldn't curse. I would have.
Yeah, we're on 15. It's a 15-second delay. But don't worry. You can curse all you want. We delete them.
There's no problem.
Because if we don't, we get in trouble.
No problem. No problem, Doc.
That's all right. Yes. So we always have a delay. I was told on, usually we don't say nothing until a person gets to four. So you got to four.
Nice. Well, I'm glad I got my stripes.
That's you. He got him in. And so when people see beep, they got to guess what you said.
Right. It's no problem from here on, though. I got you.
Okay. DJ Matt's friend, he has a song to play, right? It's the song. Did you actually do this song with Snoop?
Yeah, or? I mean, I was in the studio, Doggy Style Studios, you know, and it's all collaboration.
Really? That's cool. And then, you know, I think these rap stuff, right? I think you should like play some upbeat stuff too, not always like.
Well, there is some out there though.
Yeah, like you always.
Well, there's a lot of them these days.
And the ones I like is that where they tell. I really feel like they're telling the truth of where something that happened in their life. Like something.
So you listen to the words, Brian? Yeah.
It's more like country now, in a way, but just from a hip hop. It's because country has songs, if you think about it, that tell a story. And then if you really listen to these hip hop songs, they tell a story.
Yeah. Right? You know, I don't know if you're familiar with Kanye West, but he always, I think, tells stories with a lot of his older songs.
Oops. All right, so you ready? Okay, so we're ready to play it, my friend James Wade. Ready? And then what's the name of the song again?
Gang of Marijuana.
Okay. Gang of Marijuana. I'll smoke to that.
DJ, don't
know. Yeah, man. It's your host with the most Snoop Lion, prescribing you medicated and motivated. You did the EP. Shout out to James Wade, day one, father, MD of the Watts Prophets. You dig? You know what it is. EDI, me. Yeah, I'm talking about from the Outlaws, Dead Prez, Big Rube Dungeon Family, Caviar, aka Cavi. Mac Lucci, Smokey Lane, Quick to Mac, Chase Los Angeles, just to name a few. We're going to get this thing kicked off real smooth. Let me see what I want to prescribe for y'all first. First of all, have a little bit of this. Matter of fact, have a gang of marijuana.
I ain't had to pop a pill, but you can if you wanna. Best believe we smoked up a gang of marijuana. Gang of marijuana, gang of marijuana. Best believe we smoked up a gang of marijuana. I ain't had to pop a pill, but you can if you wanna. Best believe we smoked up a gang of marijuana. Gang of marijuana, gang of marijuana. Best believe we smoked up a gang of marijuana. I probably smoke too much, but I go through more. And what I'm talking about is what I'm smoking for. Who I'm smoking for, those dead and gone. And even when I'm filling up, it's always around. And you slipping if it ain't already broken down. Rolled up, lit up, passed around. You know the drill, pop a pill, swallow it down. But I'ma just puff a cloud in the background. And change the forecast every time I come around. You know it's not a drug, but I'm high as fuck. All I need to keep me calm while I'm coming up. So much green in my life getting crumbled up. The whole state of California couldn't grow enough. And ain't really no signs of me slowing up. And if you know me, then you know what's up. Go on and roll one up.
ain't had to pop a pill, but you can if you wanna. Best believe we smoked up a gang of marijuana. Gang of marijuana, gang of marijuana. Best believe we smoked up a gang of marijuana. I ain't had to pop a pill, but you can if you wanna. Best believe we smoked up a gang of marijuana. Gang of marijuana, gang of marijuana. Best believe we smoked up a gang of marijuana.
I be smoking kill, you can pop a pill if you wanna. I'm on that marijuana, on that marijuana. I was raised in the ghetto where they smoke on every corner. I'm from LA, thank God for California, hey. I smoke trees by the eighth. I be feeling good when the weed in my face. I got my medical license, I'm only smoking on it real. Feel like I'm rolling up a hill. When I'm rolling, I'm smoking. Windows up and I'm choking. Coming up and she know it, but back then I knew it. Cali Kush, I'm blowing round these suckers, I be true it. This is how I do it, by my hustle, I'm influenced.
Was that the end of the song or did it go on more? It went on a little more. That was really good. Now, is that you singing it or is that Snoop Dogg singing it? Are they there? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you guys... Wow, that's... Now, that has a million hits.
On Spotify specifically, yeah.
Now, do you get paid for those hits? How does that work?
Oh, yeah, that definitely just translates into dollars. It's not, you know, a lot of dollars, like, unless you're getting them 50 million, 100 million streams. But I'm definitely eating off that shit. But it's just, it trickles in, you know, it just trickles in monthly. You know, some monthly trickle in, depending on your distribution situation. You know, depending
no, I'm saying who pays you, though? Like, say you get a million hits, who sends you the check?
Oh, I get the check from Empire Distribution. Empire is who I have my deal through. That's the same. You know, they just signed with Universal. They just did it. Now they're part of Universal now, but they're the biggest independent digital music distribution in the world. I signed with them through Snoop, but they, you know, XXXTentacion, rest in peace, he was with them. Who was my man Mozzie? Some of like the bigger, you know, some of the bigger people, they're through Empire as well.
Now, this guy that just recently got killed, what was his name?
XXXTentacion.
Was he big? Yeah. Like, because it seems like the kids seem to like him.
He was the biggest. I've shed tears over that, brother. We were scheduled to work with Pandora on a project next month. So, like, I mean, that's regardless. That's some selfish shit to even say that. Matter of fact, I take that back. I shed tears over this man's death for real because his influence on me and the world is so impactful for us. I can't even go into words.
So, do you know the story? Right. Do you know the story? Because there was rumors he faked his death before. Is he really? Did he really get killed, or is this?
I mean, I've heard those rumors, you know. But when you see his own family members mourning him,
right? So he was big.
If it's fake.
Did they say how it happened? Something with a Louis Vuitton bag, or
I heard somebody was coming out of a car dealership and got shot there.
And they said today on Google, that's how I know about it too, is that they caught the guy that did it on Google.
They said
those car shops got good cameras around them. Those are expensive cars.
Yeah, you would think, right?
Yeah, so anyhow.
Nobody brought up.
Yeah, I can tell you have a good heart, James Wade. That's why you're going to do good, because you immediately realize you were more concerned about him than yourself. Anytime you can be selfless, spirits of goodness come your way. So that's good. And I'm sorry, too, for your loss. And, you know, I don't understand the rap industry, so you're not talking to a guy that really understands it like you do. You know, but the thing is, I know that when I do listen to it, and I can watch the video along with it, the video can really add to a song when you can see it. So the video is important, too. So, like, do you have a video to this song also?
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. It was shot by some phenomenal filmmakers from Australia called the Tardy Brothers. And that video is available on YouTube.
Really? That's cool, too. And then how'd you get hooked up with Snoop? How'd that happen?
I had met him. The first time I actually physically met him was at his youth football league like games, and I just saw him. I didn't even know he'd be there, and I was also I'm a filmmaker, and so like I was doing some type of something where I had the camera in my backpack, and so I just saw him, and I was like, yo, let me run up on him and just get him to say something about young people and doing work with young people, because I've worked with young people, you know, for a long time in the form of, like, stuff in juvenile halls and middle schools and colleges and speaking and this and that. But and so I just wanted some words on that. We didn't really bond at that moment, but that was the first time I met him. Flash forward, like, a year later, we had a mutual friend, took me to his house, introduced me to him. I rolled up a bunch of weed. He was getting his hair braided. I had the whole room smoked out. His homies over there choking out, playing games. They had to pass. They were passing out on how much weed I was rolling up, and I was just sitting there smoking like Bob Marley, and he looked over at me like, I see you, nephew. And then the next day, we were in the studio together. He passed me the blunt, and we were just like homies from then on.
And that's what it is. You always wonder how people meet, like, you ever, even in relationships, like when people get married. And how, did you almost not go there? I watched that stuff, too, on his reality show where he did that. Excuse me, for the kids. It's kind of neat. His son actually is a star football player.
Oh, yes.
We produced a we were part of a thing where we produced a concert for him here in St. Pete. And where was that at?
That was down in St. Pete at, oh my gosh.
Amberly Homes or something?
No, oh my gosh.
St. Pete Theater. So anyhow.
Yes, the State Theater.
Yeah, so he might not remember me, but I produced the show.
I don't know, I bet he would remember you. You were he was dancing with you.
Yeah. So anyhow, you know, we produced a show and we sold tickets and all that. And it was a moneymaker for us too. So Snoop really drew in a nice crowd. And surprisingly, most of the people that went to it were white.
Oh,
which
yeah,
surprised
funny,
me. He has a cross appeal. He doesn't just appeal to the black audience.
Well, you know, he's doing a show with Martha Stewart right now on MTV, and they both cook.
Yeah. So anyhow, but this is about you, James Wade, right? Well, you know, I love the song. I want to tell you, it had a nice beat to it. I don't know if I agree with the words to it, but the song itself was beautiful. And do you remember that billboard you saw, James?
The billboard?
Yeah, do you remember it?
Huh.
No, right? You know why?
Why is that?
It says, if you smoke pot, you won't remember this billboard.
Oh, shit.
I'm trying to see the billboard charts, though, on this song.
Gotcha, James.
Yeah, you got me. You had me out of my pocket. I cursed on you and everything. That's how funny that was.
Okay, so tell us again how to get YouTube you and all that other stuff.
YouTube.com/James Wade. SoundCloud/Ocean3000. iTunes, Spotify, James Wade, WADE, all those little things, you know.
Matt, you want to say anything?
Shout out to Go Glow Music, and shout out to James Wade, and shout out to BCC Radio Show.
Yes, thank you. And thank you for being on the show. I'd like to Scott from Slade Trades for being on the show. You from Best Nails. And I like James Wade for his song about marijuana. And Matt, you don't go by Matt. What DJ Matt?
It used to be DJ Matt G.
What's
sometimes
it now?
People knew me as VJ Matt G. Some people knew me as Dyslexic Jesus. I thought some people had it backwards, not me. You know, now I go by
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.